Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Also, my favorite show on the fan. I listen to it every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 9, where Nick does his Football Sunday show, the preview. We welcome in Nick Costos, big Yankee fan. Go ahead, get to it, Nick, the Yankees. Get it out of your system.
Well, yeah, great to be on. Sal, it was pretty awesome last night, right? Watching Cam Schlittler absolutely dominate the Red Sox. I know you as a Mets fan took extreme pleasure watching one New York team have success this October.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I really enjoyed it as well. I thought it was awesome.
Enjoyed every second of it. What's the betting market here for the Yanks? Is there a value to get them World Series, to get them against the Blue Jays, just to get to the World Series? Where are we at as far as betting on the Yanks? Because I do think they're going to win it all at this point. I want to make some money off it at least.
I don't think they're going to win it all, but I do think they're going to win the American League pennant. And I said that on You Better You Bet this week, that if the Yankees get past the Red Sox, and I'll be honest, and I give you so much credit because you are an optimistic Yankee fan. And I feel like I'm a super pessimistic Yankee fan. And I felt like they were going to lose to the Red Sox. And when they lost game one, I thought they were absolutely finished. So I'm really happy that I was wrong and they were able to win the final two games. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of my take was, you know, if you're able to beat Boston, I do think they're going to win the American League. And they are a pretty sizable favorite against the Blue Jays in the divisional series. -155, Jays +130. Obviously, the Jays with home field advantage and a pitching advantage in game one, assuming it's Luis Gil for the Yankees. I don't think the Blue Jays have announced their game one starter.
Gausman.
But I do think
it is Gausman.
Oh, it's Gausman. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
the Blue Jays against us.
They have the advantage in game one. I think the Yankees have the advantage in every game past game one. So I think the Yankees will get past Toronto. Seattle will be tough, but I think the Yankees have more upside than Seattle does, and I think Seattle rolls over the Tigers in that American League Divisional Series.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies-Dodgers, if we're being objective, is probably the World Series. Like, those are the two best teams, Phillies and Dodgers. The Dodgers are a slight favorite in the series, -120, Phillies +100. I know the Brewers like had the best regular season, but given Milwaukee's track record in the postseason and their... not with a ton of stars, but with a bunch of players all contributing. I don't know how that's going to play in October. So I do like the Brewers over the Cubs, but I'll take the Phillies or the Dodgers over Milwaukee in the NLCS. And I'll be rooting for the Yankees, obviously, in the World Series if and when they get there. But I think the Yankees would be a deserved underdog against either Philadelphia or Los Angeles.
All right, before we get to the foot, let's get this out of the way. What mushrooms, what cream corn, spinach, broccoli, Brussels sprout? What sides are you getting? Because there's no way I'm going to win this bet that we had on before the before the first game for the Jets? What do you want with your steak?
Well, do you want to table this until next week? Because the Jets are going to win on Sunday.
Okay, keep going. Let's go. I'm listening.
Yeah, you thought that Monday night too.
Okay. If Braylon Allen doesn't fumble the ball at the goal line on the opening drive of the game, obviously a lot else happened past that, but you take, like, the crowd is silent the rest of that game if Braylon Allen scores on that play. So I did like the Jets. I actually think that the turnovers and the penalties and the fact that the defense can't tackle, I'm curious if you guys agree, masked. I thought the offense played very well in the game. I thought Justin Fields actually played well in the game. I thought Garrett Wilson was all. I should have had two touchdowns.
Garrett Wilson was phenomenal. Yeah.
That OPI on the touchdown was so ticky-tack. I thought it was terrible. So I thought the Jets offense played really well. The Cowboys defense, Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards against them and then got benched a week later. So I certainly think the Jets can have success on the Cowboys defense. And I am actually, I'm stunned that this betting market has not moved. So at BetMGM right now, and I have it up in front of me here. So Dallas is a 2.5-point road favorite. The total is 47.5. So we'll see, guys, what Dallas's injury report is today.
Yep.
Yesterday, 4 out of Dallas's 5 starting offensive linemen are either out or not practicing. All 3 Tylers, they have 3 first-round Tylers on the offensive line, all didn't practice, and Cooper Beebe, the center, is on injured reserve. Terrence Steele, the right tackle, might be their only regular starting offensive lineman that plays on Sunday. And I get it, Dak Prescott's playing at an MVP level, he's been great. I think they stink, and the team stinks. And if they're going to have one starting offensive lineman, I know Jermaine Johnson's not playing, whatever, I'll take the Jets plus the points, BT. I think the Jets get their first win of the season.
I hope you're right, but I feel like you're glossing over just how deficient the Jets defense is. The Jets defense stinks. It's the secondary and the corners, Carter's hurt, even in the slot. Jets defense is awful.
Do you have any faith that if Dallas's offensive line is basically entirely decrepit, that the Jets can get any kind of pressure on Dak Prescott? Because they're going to win this game.
I do. I actually like the over more because I think both teams are going to score.
I don't dislike that. Now, again, maybe it hurts Dallas if they can't block up front. But the Cowboys have been an over bonanza this year where, they score a ton. And let's look at Sunday night against the Packers, 80 total points in that game. So you are right about that.
All right, how about the one team that's still relevant in this town as far as the Giants go? Football goes here. The Jackson Dart experience was a rousing success. You don't think so? You're going to disagree with that, Ken?
Well, they won, and, that's what matters. I don't think, I don't even know if it's his fault once Neighbors goes out. They have no receivers. I don't think, I'm not trying to be a hater. They got the win, and he's gutsy, and he's gritty, and whatever. I don't think he played that great. I thought they were very lucky to win the game, candidly. And once Showalt left the game, the Chargers had no hope of protecting Justin Herbert. Now, maybe that happens again here, Sal, against Spencer Rattler and the Saints.
I'm not so sure myself. My gut is telling me that, because everybody now is going to be on the Giants, and, they can't lose this game, and, they're underdogs, they're going to beat the Saints. I'm not so sure that I'm going to go that way. I'd be curious to get your feel and the betting market. That line initially does not make a lot of sense, especially considering the way the Giants' defense played. Forget about the rookie quarterback for a second. Defense looked legit. Saints are not very good. I know they've been somewhat competitive. How do you see that line there with this game?
Yeah, so on Sunday night last week, and I do a decent amount of betting on Sunday night when games end for the week to come, and I make my point spreads on Sunday night for the week to come. Not that I have to always be correct, but I think my stuff's pretty good. The Giants opened a favorite, and no way. Whether they win or not, they can never be favored in the game with Neighbors out. So they opened -1.5. I saw that and immediately was there's no way. The Saints have to be favored in the game. I actually bet a little New Orleans just to grab that number because I felt like it was crazy. So now we're at New Orleans -2, and I think we're correct with the point spread of the game. The Saints have one of the best home field advantages in the league in the Superdome. The noise is crazy. Now, New Orleans does have a couple issues. We'll see what their final injury report holds right now. But one of their guards, Trevor Penning, and their other starting guard, Cesar Ruiz, both didn't practice yesterday, and Ruiz looks likely to miss this game, which means that if Dexter Lawrence, and I don't think the practice report has come out today for the Giants. I looked right before we came on because he missed Wednesday, Thursday with an illness. If he's practicing today, And he's going to play on Sunday. I think he's going to play on Sunday. Like, they should absolutely wreck the interior of this New Orleans offensive line and really impact Spencer Rattler, who has not won yet as a starting quarterback in 11 starts in the NFL. So I think it's a coin flip game. I worry about the Giants' inability to move the football here now that, you know, it's just Darius Slayton and Wandale Robinson and then the poo-poo platter, emphasis on poo-poo, of Jalen Hyatt and Bo Collins. I don't know how this is going to go offensively for them. Make me pick the winner of the game. I would begrudgingly take the Saints for right now, but we can revisit this on Sunday morning when we have more information.
Well, listen, this is what I find really interesting here. I feel like people are saying, the Saints. Like, the Saints are as bad as the Titans. Like, the Titans to me are...
No, they're not.
I know. And I feel like a lot of Giant fans, and man, I hope the Giants win and give us a little juice along with the Yankees and get a second win and just at least get into October. But to me, the Saints are not nearly as decrepit as, like, Tennessee's like a JV team. The Saints are not that.
Well, Brian Callahan, and we don't have to spend a ton of time on it. I actually think, Rich Kotite is Bill Walsh compared to this guy.
Yeah, he doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know the rule book, Nick.
He doesn't know the rules, and he's the worst game manager I've ever seen. He's actually the worst. And think just as far as New Orleans goes, like, yes, they got blown out by Seattle in week 3. They're down 21-0 before the game basically starts. Like, a long touchdown to Torrey Horton, a punt return, a turnover. And they're not as good as Seattle. That one got away from them. The other three games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
They are ultra competitive in these games. Whether it's San Francisco in week 2 with Mac Jones a quarterback,
Bills.
Week 1 against Arizona where Juwan Johnson drops that ball at the end of the game and could have sent it to overtime. They probably would have gone for 2 and maybe would have won. And then last week against Buffalo, BT, to your point there, like, you had the Chris Olave Philly special that Cole Bishop picks off at the goal line, and Rattler missed Olave on a long touchdown pass. I'm not saying the Saints would have won the game. They wouldn't. But the final score would have been way closer than the 12-point final. And we might be thinking differently about this game. Now, I don't think the Saints will roll over the Giants, but again, like, you're making me pick the winner of the game, I would take New Orleans for now with the information we have.
Who would you take in a knockout pool this week? Tricky week here if people are still around. Hey, certainly use certain teams or whatever. I had a hard time finding a great pick that I feel good about. You have a knockout pick that you would use this week?
Well, I'm maybe not the best person to ask because...
Who'd you get? Who got you?
The Rams last night.
Oh, you did!
The Niners was home game.
It was the last thing. I'm going to say something that's really awful, but I mean it. I wish the Yankees had lost last night instead of the Rams.
Well, shut up, man. Wow. Come on. What are you doing? You're not a Yankee fan.
I
here.
And I could stay.
You're not a Yankee fan.
And I
won't
can,
let you finish. That's ridiculous, right?
And I can,
that is ridiculous.
I don't know if I mean that. But
okay, there you go.
It's the last thing I thought about when I went to sleep, and the first thing I thought about this morning was the Rams. Because I'm in, like, it was a big contest, and it's very unfortunate that happened. Yeah, it's one of those, like, created in a laboratory to torture you as a better and as a player.
And I don't get that game either, because on the surface, now I personally, just my format is I stay away from division games, and that's one of the reasons why. I try to stay away from road teams early on. Can't do that this week. I'm going to go with the Lions. I don't have the Bills left. Again, division game, whatever it may be.
Take Arizona.
Yeah, well, I don't trust Arizona, and that's kind of my point. Like, I made my decision going with Detroit, who I believe is the best team, even though they're on the road, as opposed to getting in bed with a team like Arizona, who, yeah, they should beat the Titans, but I don't think Arizona's that good.
I don't disagree. And look, like, the survive, that's why it's tough, right?
Yeah.
I'd take Arizona because, look, I don't trust the Cardinals either, but we just detailed that the Titans have maybe the worst coach in the history of the league. So you bet against that guy. Calvin Ridley's probably not going to play. I'm being serious. Like, Calvin Ridley's probably not going to play. They're going to be starting two rookie receivers.
Yikes.
with a rookie quarterback and a moron head coach.
Yeah.
So I'd take Arizona.
I got you. Hey, in a month, Nick, in a month from now, I know they got a tough one coming up this weekend up in Buffalo, almost 7-point dogs here. But in a month, are we taking the Pats a little serious? Like, what's their trajectory? I don't have a great – I love Rabel. I have a great read. What's your read on them?
I think I have a good answer for you here. So coming into the year – I don't know that there was anyone, I'm sure, like, somebody, if you think they were going to win the Super Bowl. I liked the Patriots more than almost anybody this year. So I bet them over the win total. I bet them to make the playoffs.
Wow.
The reason why, and I think I've been proven right in the first 4 weeks, the quarterback is a monster.
He's good.
He's tremendous. This just goes back to, like, all those. How, remember those Tommy DeVito wins a couple years ago? Wow, it was so much fun. You know what would be more fun? Drake May is the Giants quarterback.
Yep.
He's special. He's great. So I give you that to now give you this. I love the Patriots. I bet them last week. I had them in Survivor last week against Carolina. I think the Bills are going to stomp them on Sunday night.
Mm.
Buffalo's getting a couple players back on defense from injury. Ed Oliver, who's their best defensive player, and linebacker Matt Milano. And very quietly, Sal, I'll talk about this Sunday morning. Milton Williams, who, if you watch the Super Bowl, like, terrorized Patrick Mahomes on the Eagles' defensive line. Patriots gave him largest ever deal in free agency for a defensive tackle. He has been a beast for the Patriots in the middle of that defensive line. He didn't practice yesterday, got injured in practice. If he doesn't play, it's a big deal. And I don't think the Patriots can match the Bills score for score. I think Buffalo names its number in the game. So I really like the Patriots. I think the Bills boat race them on Sunday night.
Thanks, Nick. We appreciate your time as always. Congrats on your Yankees advancing to the division series. We'll talk to you next week. Listen to you Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Appreciate it. Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. Let's go, Yankees.
Attaboy.
Oh, God.
You made amends.
Right. That was the host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. We'll take a quick break, come back with more of your calls, get back into the Yankees. If the Mets coaching changes does anything for you, you could call about that as well. Our picks will be coming up. Perfect Parlay Pick Segment Week 5. That's at 1:20. Plenty more to get to. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.